Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio De Heffrey. I am Jeff Cavanaugh. It's nice to see you. Today, we're going to talk about what the Dallas Cowboys are going to do at the running back position, and we will talk about the rumor-ooski involving Ezekiel Elliott and a potential reunion with the Cowboys, plus a better plan. And of course, these things will be brought to you by me and my friends at BetOnline. We got the tournaments going on right now. BetOnline's the bracket headquarters for the season, the best bracket contest out there, odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up until the national championship. Access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices, even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Go to BetOnline today, get in on that action, use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on the first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. I've been watching the women's tournament. I have not been watching the men's tournament. Men's college basketball is a bad product. Women's college basketball is a good product now. Caitlin Clark's a beast. Angel Reese is a beast. What is it? Paige Beckers, UConn, beast. Juju Watkins, USC, beast. Women's college is fun. Men's college, not so much. Okay, so we'll start with the first thing. The first thing that's the first thing is Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys, potential reunion. Why does that come up? Well, the reason that that comes up, let me find it. Because I had it. Here we go. It was Jeremy Fowler who was talking about a potential reunion of Ezekiel Elliott and the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys and free agent Ezekiel Elliott have mutual interest in a reunion, sources tell ESPN's Jeremy Fowler. Now, I'm going to skip to the, because my first thought was, why would you do that? And so I was like, let me see if they're going to say why they would do that. And here it is. Dallas likes the way Elliott finished the 2023 season in New England, where he played in all 17 regular season games and saw a significant increase in workload in the final 5 weeks of the year after Ramondre Stevenson was sidelined with a high ankle sprain. All right, they like how he played in those last five games when Ramondre was gone and he had to be the guy. Cool. What did he do in those five games? Let's check that out. I want to see this evidence that the Cowboys need to get him back in here. So we had five games, and one of them he had 13 carries for 54 yards. One of them was 14 carries for 39 yards. One of them was 12 carries for 27. One was 11 for 25. One was 22 for 68. So I broke out my big brain, and I did some math. That's 72 carries. That's 213 yards, and that adds up to under 3 yards per carry. What are you talking about, Dallas? Stop it. Stop doing Dallas Cowboy things all the time. I could 100% see Jerry... I used to like impersonating Jerry. Now I like doing Steven more, I think. I could totally see Jerry. Jerry goes, Steve, I do. You remember old Zeke now. We get him the ball, and we did. And you could do that one. But I kind of like the Steven one more now, where it's probably not as accurate, but it's more fun to do for me, where he'll just be like, at the end of the day, we could get Zeke back in here. That is the most Cowboy move of all time. Well, they'll just look around and go like, what about a popular guy? Like, I feel like our fan base is very disappointed right now. They're not pleased with our offseason. What if we just signed a guy that they all really liked and they have his jersey and we don't worry about if that would be good for the football team? They really like the way he ended the season in the five-game stretch where he was the lead horse in the backfield and averaged less than 3 yards a carry. Well, fire yourselves. So anyway. That's the Zeke thing. And I know, I'm a Zeke hater, blah, 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 blah. It's not my fault that I accurately predicted when running backs get worse at football in the NFL. Zeke might be the sweetest man of all time, and I wish him all the best. I love everyone, so I hope he makes all the money, and I hope somebody signs him forever. As long as he wants to play football, I hope he gets all the money, and he gets happily married, and he has 2.5 or 3.2, however many kids American families have, and I hope they live happily ever after, and his life is incredible. I don't want the Cowboys to sign him. We'll do something else. So that brings me to my next thing. And my next thing is people have been asking, because normally I study a bunch of guys for the NFL draft, and I put out the board, and we do all the things. I'm not on top of my game this year because other things have been going on, but I have gotten going. So I watched the running backs. And I do believe that the Cowboys are going to pick a running back in probably the second or third round. We don't have a fourth round pick. So after that, I would lose the guys probably that I've watched so far. And it's a bunch of dudes. It's a bunch of dudes that are good. Every single one of them would be, I don't have to make it about him, but it is about him because that's who they're talking about maybe bringing back is Zeke. They're all going to be better than Zeke because they're all 20 to 22 years old and they haven't destroyed their bodies mashing into people as a workhorse for 8 to 10 years of football. So, Jeff's new plan at running back. Rico's here? Cool. Deuce is here? Cool. You got a bunch of random guys, right? We got some guys. Fine. Rico's a capable NFL running back. He's better than Zeke. So I got Rico. Sweet. Maybe I could free Deuce. But what I'm going to add to that mix is most likely the Cowboys' third-round pick. That's what I'm going to add to the mix. Because I'm going to give you the names of some guys that I've watched that I think would be absolutely fine as the running mate with Rico Dowdle and or whoever. Jonathan Brooks, University of Texas, is probably my favorite one. He's coming off injury, but I think that dude is just really good, rock solid, does everything you want a running back to do in terms of technically reading blocks, knowing where his lanes are going to be, getting there, setting up tacklers, making people miss tackles. Jonathan Brooks, University of Texas. Really good runner. Should I do this in my order? Because in my order, the next three in some order are Blake Corum at Michigan, Trey Benson at Florida State, and Jalen Wright at Tennessee. Like, I have seven guys. I have seven guys I've watched, and every one of them I'm like, oh, if you picked him in the third round, I think that would be a fine pick. I mean, if you got Jonathan Brooks in the third round, I'd be very, very happy. If you got Trey Benson or Blake Corum or Jalen Wright in the third round, I'd be very, very happy. And then there's three guys that I'm like, yeah, that would be fine. But Blake Corum, Michigan, shorter guy. I kind of like the lower center of gravity running backs because it's just really hard to square up dudes that are way down there while you're way up here, and they're going zoom, zoom. So Blake Corum, really nice player. Trey Benson, 6'1", 220-pounder, might have played heavier than that, but he ran a 4.39 at the Combine, and so he might have gone lighter at the Combine. I think he's 216 at the Combine, probably played at 225. But he's a lot of fun. He makes some really fun missed tackles happen. Dude can run, and he's got power. Like him a lot. Jalen Wright at Tennessee. He is the big playmaking guy in this running back draft class at Tennessee. I don't have the number in front of me, but I think it was like 20 or 25% of his runs were explosive runs. And that makes sense because you watch him play and then you look at his combine and he's 5'10 and a half. He's 210 pounds and he is an elite, elite, elite athlete in the testing that he did. 4.38 40, Gigantor broad and vertical jump. Wonderful athlete. Then we go to the guys that feel a little less safe to me because I want my day one and day two picks to be kind of as safe as they can be. So I go to Braylon Allen, Wisconsin's running back. Big old boy, 6'1", 235 at the combine, probably played bigger than that. If you want a, it's not the right comparison because if he was that athletic, he would have done his athletic testing and moved up around. But it's the Derrick Henry sort of thing where he's kind of the one cut runner that's big and physical and tough to tackle. Braylon Allen's really nice. He hasn't run a 40 or any shuttles at the combine or pro day, which means they probably weren't going to be very good. And he had some drops at his pro day trying to catch the ball. So that, you know, I don't feel as safe when I don't, when I can't verify how athletic you are. And if I don't think that you're going to be much of a receiver, but I'll throw this in. Athletic testing is also least important to me probably at running back. Athletic testing, it matters if you're a receiver or a corner or a pass rusher or an offensive lineman. Like, if you have a direct opponent, how athletic I am matters. Running backs don't have one. You don't have a direct opponent lined up across from you. And so your athletic testing, I want you to be a phenomenal athlete. I want every player on my team to be the best athlete ever. But there's lots of running backs that don't test as elite athletes that are wonderful running backs. So I don't write you off. I just don't feel as confident that I can't check a box. So Braylon Allen at Wisconsin. Bucky Irving, Oregon, same thing. 5'9", 192. And on tape, I'm like, hell yeah, that dude is explosive. When you test him athletically, not so much. He ran an average 40 in the 4.5s. And his jumps were considerably below average for that position group. And at 5'9", 192, you would think you would test better than that because he's a smaller guy. And he didn't. So there's a box I don't get to check of verified, phenomenal athlete. But I watched him play a lot of football, and I'm like, that dude can run the ball. And he is explosive. And same thing with the Notre Dame back, Audric. Don't kill me. Esteem? Estimmy? Tell me in the comments how to pronounce his name. Good player. Really nice runner. Ran a 4.7 40. You're 40 as a running back? It ain't going to kill me. But if he had run a 4.41, I would have felt better about it. So anyway, that's seven different dudes that if I heard their names called in the third round for the Dallas Cowboys, I would go, cool, you're in good shape. You got a second running back to pair with Rico, and we're cruising. So the Rumorooskies are tying Zeke to the Cowboys, and maybe that is possible, and maybe it makes sense if it's literally league minimum for however many years he's been in the league. But if you are talking about setting the expectation that, hey, we're bringing back Zeke because we think that he's going to improve or fix our running game, stop it. Stop it. I've already told y'all. I told you I wasn't interested in Dalvin Cook. Guess what he did? He's washed. Zeke's washed. Derrick Henry's on washed watch. So put that out there. Although I do think going to Baltimore is the best thing he could have done because that'll get you a runway when you have to deal with Lamar Jackson. But anyway, there will be occasional outliers that can play longer than you think and take that beating and their bodies hold up and they stay awesome. But don't bet on it. And then when you see that it's happened, don't bring them back and pretend it hasn't, you crazy silly gooses. Anyway, that's your Cowboy content of the day from me to you. I'm on the draft stuff, so within the next week or so, we'll start playing around with mock drafts. So make sure that you are subscribed, youtube.com/Jeff Cavanaugh. And for crying out loud, turn on the alerts so you know when I go live and when new content comes out, please. Leave in the comments, what do you want from me? That was a pretty generic question, right? Anyway, remember, you have no idea what anyone's going through, so be cool to everyone. I love you. Be easy.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.